Good morning. We made it to Friday, and this is your morning buzzcast. It's Friday. It's May 8th. I'm Abe Madcore. And before I get into the buzzcast, give me 1 second, because I've heard countless stories of friends and associates not sleeping and a stress-induced 24/7 schedule. We're all working harder than ever, it seems. But if you watched our World Congress Comes to You, I appreciated Kathy Engelbert's message of offering what she called SMORE, Small Moments of Recovery. Get it, SMORE. So I don't always follow that advice, but I'm going to say on this Friday, let's try. We're working so hard to maintain business, maintain some momentum, maintain some normalcy, work and comfort for colleagues and staff. Let's just hope we're smart enough to take our own small moments of recovery. So good advice from Kathy Engelbert. I'm going to try to follow it this weekend. Meanwhile, a shout out to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan for celebrating his 50th birthday yesterday. Welcome to the club, Jay. So let's get to the news. Last night around 8 o'clock, I know I watched it on NFL Network, the NFL released its 2020 schedule. And as our Ben Fisher writes in this morning's Buzz, several key parts of the schedule would make delays easier to accommodate if the coronavirus impacts the season. The season begins with the Super Bowl champion Chiefs hosting the Texans on September 10th. There's also, remember, new facilities opening, and they will be part of this grand opening. The Rams will christen SoFi Stadium on that Sunday night football game against the Cowboys in week one. Meanwhile, the Raiders are opening Allegiant Stadium. They'll open that in week two on Monday night football against the Saints. The Saints-Raiders game will be simulcast on both ABC and ESPN, and that marks ABC's first regular season NFL game in 15 years. But as Ben Fisher reports, like I noted, a closer look at the schedule indicates that there is some flexibility if the season moves back. And so take a look at Morning Buzz to see how he outlines little points in the schedule where you could see the league has some flexibility. Not surprisingly, the Tampa Bay Bucs, led by Tom Brady, now have five primetime appearances. That's, of course, the most in that franchise history. But even the Patriots now, without Brady, have five primetime appearances, although a colleague noted some of them are in the back half of the year, which could mean, yes, they could get flex scheduled out. I guess that's a hint by my colleague that he doesn't think the Patriots will be very good. Every team got at least one primetime slot except for two. That's right. The Redskins and the Lions will both play on Thanksgiving, but not a primetime slot. So more on the NFL schedule in today's Sports Business Daily. Want to move over to news that broke last night. WME said last night that it will lay off or furlough 20% of its workforce. The cuts will include all levels, partners, agents, and assistants across all departments, including WME Sports. Also, it's being reported by multiple outlets that Endeavor's executive chairman Patrick Weitzel is said to be taking on a more hands-on role in overseeing WME. Now, if you know Weitzel, he's very likable, very affable, and he is apparently now tasked to calm the waters there at that agency. So tough times at Endeavor, tough times at WME and IMG. And of course, last night's news about the 20% furlough of WME comes 2 weeks after Endeavor announced that one-third of the 7,500-person company would be affected by cost-cutting measures. I want to follow up on a story we talked about yesterday in the Buzzcast, and that is about the Bundesliga. And it was confirmed that the Bundesliga will restart on May 16th. A lot of people in the United States, I know, are looking at this restart. So the resumption of the season comes with plenty of conditions. Players will be tested for the coronavirus at least once a week and will only be allowed to play if they are negative twice in a row. Even the ball will be disinfected before and during the game. Meanwhile, shifting to motorsports, Texas Motor Speedway has been given the green light for the IndyCar's 2020 season debut, which will now happen on June 6th. So that race will be run on June 6th without fans. It will still be run around 8:45 Eastern Time on NBC Sports. What would normally be a full weekend of racing will now just be held on one day, and teams will be limited to 20 people per car admitted onto the grounds. That's everybody, 20 people per car. Some other news you should be aware of. Our Chris Smith had this in yesterday's Sports Business Daily. We've talked about some budget reductions at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Well, more than 30 employees have accepted a voluntary severance package as the organization begins to implement those cost-cutting initiatives. Chris Smith had all the details in yesterday's Daily, including the terms of those voluntary severance packages. Let's shift to the advertising market, where I've been really keeping an eye on seeing what categories might be spending. Well, Viacom CBS president and CBO Bob Bakish, he certainly sounds bullish. He said the company is seeing strong demand to advertise against PGA Tour programming. Of course, the PGA Tour is planning to resume on June 11th, so some bullish news from Backish on advertising against sports. You want to see the impact of the first couple of months of the coronavirus? Look at the financial results from Liberty Media, as they said their first quarter of 2020 that F1, which of course Liberty Media oversees and owns, has been hit by an 84% reduction in revenue during the COVID-19 crisis. So income from January to March went from $246 million for the same quarter in 2019 to just $39 million this year. So you see the devastation of the coronavirus on Formula One. Finally, I want to say everybody here at SBJ and SBD that our hearts go out to ESPN broadcaster Hannah Storm, one of the truly good people in the business. Her dad, former ABA Commissioner Mike Storm, he died of complications from cancer yesterday at age 84. Mike Storm had a really long career in the sports business, I believe more than four decades in the sports business. He was general manager of the Indiana Pacers and Kentucky Colonels of the ABA. He owned the ABA's Memphis Sounds. He was really part of the move to have a merger between the ABA and the NBA. So a very well-respected figure in sports, Mike Storm, dies at 84. So I just want to say we're thinking of Hannah Storm during the difficult days and losing her father. So that is your morning buzzcast. It is Friday. It is May 8th. Again, try to think of that s'more, small moments of recovery. Have a safe, healthy, and hopefully restful weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.